Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited the border yesterday. KERA's Mallory Falk reports his El Paso visit included a meeting with local immigration advocates.
Linda Rivas directs Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center. She says she voiced her concern to Mayorkas about migrant families being expelled into Mexico, including many who've been flown from South Texas to El Paso, only to be sent to Juarez. Rivas spoke at a press conference following the closed-door meeting.
We addressed that the treatment of unaccompanied children has greatly improved since the previous administration, but also needing to speak about how we're treating the children who are coming with their families and are being expelled, and how they too are children.
Around 53,000 migrant parents and children crossed the border in March, according to new government data, and about a third of them were sent back. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
Texas Democratic leaders this week blasted voting bills advancing through the Republican-led state legislature. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports.
Senate Bill 7 and House Bill 6 would ban 24-hour voting and drive-through voting, as well as remove restrictions on partisan poll watchers. Mayor Sylvester Turner said those changes and others amounted to what he called Jim Crow 2.0.
The Texas Rights Project, and I want to thank the representatives for being here today, states the extended voting hours in Harris County were mostly used by people of color. 56% of voters who cast ballots in late night hours were Black, Hispanic, or Asian. In addition, Black voters and other voters of color were more likely to be victims of poll watcher intimidation.
Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis echoed Turner, calling the bills a modern-day poll tax. He called on business leaders to pressure Republican lawmakers to block the bills. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick previously blasted such pressure from companies including American Airlines and Dell. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And in more news, a resolution to fully reopen Otero County failed Thursday during a county commission meeting centering around Commissioner Coy Griffin, founder of the political organization Cowboys for Trump, who advocated for the reopening. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
In a 2-1 vote, the Otero County Commission shot down a resolution calling for a 100% county reopening. Commissioner Coy Griffin, who proposed the resolution, was the only one to vote in favor of a full reopening.
I'm doing it, trying to bring representation and trying to hold the line, trying to keep people from feeling like they have to wear a mask or they're going to lose their job. It's not fair. That's why people have elected officials like us to stand in that gap.
Nora Sackett, the governor's press secretary, told KRWG in a written statement that such a measure would have had no legal effect and existing state guidelines would remain in place. Currently, Otero County is in the yellow reopening category, allowing for indoor dining at 33% capacity. New Mexico emergency public health orders carry the full weight of law throughout the state, Sackett wrote. Otero County residents can continue to progress in their fight against the virus by wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and registering for and receiving the COVID-19 vaccine when it's their turn. Eliminating county liability was a top priority for Commissioner Gerald Matherly, who voiced concern the resolution could spread litigation against the county.
If there is a person, his mom gets sick, she dies, because she said that commissioners of Otero County said we don't have to do any of this, and then they're going to turn right around and sue us for mega millions, and they'll win.
Commissioner Vicky Marquardt says she felt that voting in favor of the resolution would put a target on the back of both Otero County officials and residents. She emphasized that placing the burden of enforcement on the county sheriff would lead to rifts between state and county police.
I think we're real close to opening, so I don't know if it's worth it to do this to our businesses right now. And I certainly don't agree with this part about pitting our county sheriff against the state police. They support each other, they back each other up, and then you want them to fight over this stuff? I won't support that.
She also called Commissioner Griffin's behavior as a county representative into question, addressing him directly about his handling of county business.
Go out and you talk in front of the TV about the opening the county, which just puts a target on all of our backs. And instead of helping our businesses, now they're just focused in on us. I couldn't believe you did that. It's just that type of behavior.
Both Marquardt and Matherly have previously called for Griffin's resignation. Griffin, the founder of the political organization Cowboys for Trump, allegedly participated in the January 6th U.S. Capitol siege. While Griffin says he will not resign, his colleagues on the commission have taken steps to ratify a press statement advocating for his resignation. Griffin is questioning the legality of issuing the statement. He reflected on his actions during the meeting, speaking about both his role as a commissioner and his views on the state guidelines.
Maybe I am the bad guy, and maybe I am the troublemaker and the one that causes you so much, y'all so much distress, that maybe I should just quit trying to fight. But if we're scared and we're coward to the state and live in fear, then we're going to go further and further and deeper into bondage.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.